This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Battle of Little Bighorn, General George Armstrong Custer had issued a coloring of the horses order, forcing cavalrymen to trade horses with one another so that each troop company rode mounts of a uniform color. Coloring the horses had improved command and control on sprawling Civil War battlefields, but served little purpose when attacking native villages. McDonald's is looking to save $500 million with a new cost-cutting measure that includes outsourcing corporate work to India. Regional office in Columbus, Ohio is among the first casualties of the cost cutting. McDonald's described the facility's closing as part of plans to permanently restructure its operations and eliminate a number of roles. Bloomberg Politics poll shows Hillary Clinton with a 12-point lead, and another by ABC News and the Washington Post now puts Trump's unfavorable rating at 70%. An analysis of Speaker Paul Ryan's economic plan indicated that it is mainly about repealing regulations. One of the bills promoted in the plan would repeal all climate change regulations under the Clean Air Act. Others promote coal mining and offshore oil drilling. Banking and financial anti-discrimination rules would go, and so on and so on. In the last 2 weeks, more than 50 food riots, protests, and lootings have erupted in Venezuela as the economic crisis intensifies. About 66% of the electricity in the U.S. is produced by coal and natural gas, and just 7% is produced by renewable sources such as wind and solar. Market forces and government regulations are changing that picture. A glut of inexpensive natural gas has cut into coal's dominance of America's power market. Wyoming, the country's largest coal-producing area, is feeling the impact most acutely. There are 5,556 miles of toll roads in the United States. Montana state legislator, a Republican from Bozeman, will pay between $80,000 and $90,000 in fines and court costs after a jury found that he took illegal contributions from the National Right to Work Committee. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.